This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The mortal remains of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh, who passed away on Thursday at Ames in New Delhi, were consigned to flames with full state honours at Nigam Bodh Ghat in Delhi today. Sikh priests and family members of Dr. Singh recited verses from Gurbani before the last rites. After the ceremonial guard of honour, President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Ministers Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah and Jagat Prakash Nadda and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla paid their last respects to the former Prime Minister at the Nigam Bodh Ghat. Besides, several leaders from the Congress Party, including Party President Mallikarjun Kharge, Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi, offered their tributes. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 117th episode of the monthly radio program. It will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the AIR news website, and the News on AIR mobile app. The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO is set to launch its space docking experiment, SpaceX, on Monday. In an interview, Minister of State for Space, Dr. Jitendra Singh, today said ISRO's year-end mission will be a historic one, as it will seek the rare feat of docking or merging two satellites in space. Dr. Singh said the SpaceX mission will mark India's entry into the exclusive league of nations capable of mastering space docking. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met with United States Representative and the next National Security Advisor Michael Watts during his official visit to the United States. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that during the meeting, both sides held a wide-ranging conversation on bilateral partnership as well as current global issues. Union Minister for Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, Prahlad Joshi, has directed the Central Consumer Protection Authority, CCPA, to investigate allegations of differential pricing by cab aggregators. They are allegedly charging different fares for the same rides on Android and Apple devices. In a social media post, Mr. Joshi said he has asked the CCPA to conduct a detailed inquiry into this and submit a report at the earliest. Union Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya held a meeting with Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, he presented the ministry's capital expenditure demands to make India Post a profit-making logistics company. Presenting a new development plan, Mr. Sindhya said the department is aiming to make maximum processes digital. Mr. Sindhya said the focus will also be on infrastructure development and renovation of post offices as well as staff housing quarters across the nation. At least 19 Pakistani soldiers and 3 Afghan civilians were killed today after heavy clashes erupted between Afghan and Pakistani border forces at border crossing points. The fierce clashes are ongoing in eastern Afghanistan's coast and Paktika provinces bordering Pakistan. Afghan border forces have set on fire several Pakistani military posts in the Ali Shir district of Khost province. 3 Afghan civilians lost their lives due to mortar shells fired by Pakistani soldiers in the Dandepatan district. The clashes took place following airstrikes carried out by Pakistani troops in Paktika province on Tuesday night that killed 51 people, including women and children. In Kargil, heavy snowfall disrupted road connectivity in Kargil, leading to the closure of two highways, NH01, connecting Kargil with Srinagar, and NH301, linking Kargil to Zanskar. Deputy Commissioner Kargil Srikant Suse has assured that all major roads will be cleared at the earliest. A 24/7 control room has been established to monitor the situation and address public concerns. Essential supplies, including food, fuel and medicines, are reported to be adequately stocked in the district. In cricket, India were 358 for 9 in their first innings against Australia at stumps on day 3 of the fourth test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Melbourne. The visitors are still trailing by 116 runs in reply to Australia's first innings total of 474. Stumps were drawn early today due to bad light. And with that, we end this news bulletin.